do want to welcome a good friend of the show and a man, like I said, you look at the resume when it comes to playing or coaching football from Alma College. You look at Muskegon Catholic Central, where he coached, West Ottawa, Montrose, Pioneer, Jenison High School, Muskegon High School, Grand Rapids Community College, and like I said, since 2012 here at Ferris, Tony Anise, one of the great football coaches in America. By the way, 123-20. He's like the Nick Saban of Mecosta County. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, 123-20 here at Ferris. So I've seen you a lot over the last couple of months, and there's a smile on your face. And you didn't win the national championship last year. It was a great season, but didn't end the way you wanted it to or like it did the year before. Comfort is a word some will use when you're happy where your program is at, but also driven to get back to the D2 national championship. Why the smiles? Why is it contentment? What is it about where Tony Anise is at right now?
No, it's just reasserting what you stand for. You know, the things that you want to achieve in a program. I was actually on the phone today with Chuck Martin for like 45 minutes, and if you have Chuck on the on the phone, you talk about a fifth of the time, and he talks the rest of it. But we talked about potentially, you know, what can happen when, you know, you win back-to-back national championships, which they did there at Grand Valley, and the challenges you face to keep people locked in. And my coaches may be mad at me for this, but my initiative, you know, after not winning it, is just getting the hunger back of my coaches. The players always had the hunger, but my coaches, I need to really kind of reestablish what they need to do to, you know, get the best out of the young men. And so we've had a great winter conditioning. We went back to tough and challenging and gritty in winter conditioning. And then in spring ball, it was unbelievable. Made a lot of positive changes from you know, our practice structure to, you know, what we're emphasizing. And the young men responded favorably. And so really excited about moving forward with this team.
Yeah, I use the word comfortable, comfort, complacency, contentment. That's human nature. You know, you win back-to-back titles, the program's going well, guys are getting degrees, guys are moving on into the adult world. And I think that smile, that was my entire point, and you kind of answered it, was that you like the challenge of getting back to the top, right?
Yeah, it's
challenge,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, and being around great young men, you know, it's funny. I'll just give because you know Trinidad Chambliss, so
out of Grand Rapids, Forest Hills,
yeah,
North.
Yeah, and so just watching a kid like Trinidad. Okay, I recruited him, Eddie Ostapos, good friend of mine, and Eddie's like, you know, you'll like this kid, and then I watch him blossom here. And he came in at 173 pounds, and he's on the scale right now at over 200 pounds. And, you know, I'm trying to get my body in shape to, you know, be ready for another season. And he's always in the weight room. And so I'm like, dang, I didn't think I recruited a weightlifter. And he's just committed. And a lot of our guys are that way, you know. And so I'm proud of, you know, the only thing you can ask is that you be the best version of yourself, right? And our guys are really locked in. I'm trying to be better, and so that makes me happy.
You know, because you're at a point in the world, it's 2024, that motivating young men, teenagers, some who, you know, get into their 20s while playing here at Ferris, you throw in the transfer portal, you throw in NIL, social networks, what parents are telling their kids, how good they are, that balance, and you're not a Power 5 school. And Ferris has great facilities, great track record. You can look at the trophies, your win-loss record, facility improvements on the way. Everything's moving forward with Dr. Pink as the Ferris president and Tony running the football program with a great staff. But these challenges that are out there right now, the transfer portal has changed recruiting. You almost have to wait and see who you lose or who you're going to gain before you go truly engage a potential high school recruit.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I was just talking to somebody yesterday about this. You know, college coaching, I think, is going to come down to who's the greatest promoter or who's got the most money to spend. And that might be the best teams in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years is, you know, is the coach really hired to be a coach anymore, or is he got to be just a promoter? And what kind of money can they generate for NIL to get guys to come? I was talking to a Division I coach yesterday, big-time program, and he basically said, yeah, what do you think of this kid? And I said, I think he's good coming out of our league. Can't say too much specific things here, but he says, yeah, he'll probably coach us. Oh, he'll probably cost us $500,000. I'm like, well, I don't know.
So a player coming out of the GLIAC, yeah, and a Power Five school,
yeah,
they're now our dollar figures.
Yep.
That they're so. What, not only are you a head coach, you almost need a general manager now at the Power Five level, who negotiates the NIL deals, right?
Absolutely. I mean, right now everybody has that. You know, they're putting together general managers or chief of staff.
Well, Ferris just announced an NIL partner, right? But it's not going to be at the $500,000 D1 level, even though Rob Bentley from your media relations department, one of the best I've ever come across in my 32 years, said he's willing to put up the first $500,000. Thank you, Rob.
Appreciate
that says something
that
about you. Bulldog for life. Woof, woof.
Yeah.
But your NIL is going to be really at the D2 level. It's going to be, and when I say simple money, simple benefits, it's really going to go down that path, right?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be simple money here. I mean, you know, we've got way too many players. How do you divide a certain amount of money amongst the players, you know? I know.
And with other sports connected with Title IX and the equality
absolutely
there.
Absolutely.
How do you balance that? Yeah. This is where D1 is going, and I just read a tweet earlier today that they're going to set up NIL contracts now with players that say you can't opt out for a bowl, or you can't opt out of a bowl. That if you take this money, this is what you need to fulfill at this university. Well, a contract sounds like you're an employee, right?
Yeah.
And are they going to go down that path to try and avoid Title IX for football at the Power Five level? I'm not talking here at Ferris.
Yeah.
That may be the only solution here.
Right. No, it's, you know, basically paying, I would advocate a Division II of paying an hourly wage. So if our guys are spending, and our ladies or whatever sport are spending this amount of time on the practice field.
Well, it's 20 hours a week you get, right? Is D2 the same as D1 that you get 20 hours a week with the kids?
Yeah, right now and you know, in the off season. So but you know, if you're working 20 hours a week for our guys, I mean, if you get paid whatever, $12-15 an hour for that, you know, I mean, that's pretty equitable.
But where are schools going to get this money? You know, the big schools have donors who step up and fund it. They have TV deals with the Big Ten Network. I'll just look at the Big Ten or with Fox or NBC Peacock.
Right.
How can the D2 schools stay in the NIL game financially?
It would have to be that organization that is right there on that board there. I mean, the NCAA would have to regulate NILs and be able to, you know, pay, you know, lacrosse teams
across the board. So they'll use some of that D1, NCAA tournament money.
Right. If they really cared about student athletes.
But if they would have cared and been smart, they would have done that before the O'Bannon case got the Supreme Court, and they NIL would not be nowhere where it's at right now.
Right. They would have managed it before it came to right now, the wild, wild west.
Yeah, but the one thing I notice here, and I noticed it when we were down in Dallas before you won your second straight national championship, that there is a love of the game that I feel from you, Tony, your coaches, your players here, that you understand. Yeah, if you're getting recruited by Notre Dame or Alabama or LSU or USC or UCLA, Michigan State, there are some expectations now financially. For me to go to your school, and financial expectations if I stay at your school. There's almost a re-recruiting season of your own players, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking at D1 and maybe a little bit at D2, where a D1 school is showing interest, and you have to say, hey, do you want to play here or go to that D1 school and you'll get paid a little cash, but you're not going to play. So what are your personal goals, right?
Right.
I mean, so the love of the game is here. That's where I still feel at the D2 level, there's that I love coaching and playing football.
We might be the only school to have a young man go to a big-time Power 5 program, leaving Ferris to go to a big-time for an NIL deal and play at a big-time program. And then come back for his last year.
But that says something about Ferris State football.
Yeah, very, right? Very happy about that, and very happy that that young man chose to come back. And it says a lot about our culture and what kids feel about being a Bulldog.
You know, it's interesting. And Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University, joining us as we're live inside the Rob Bentley Wing. On the campus of Ferris State University, when you have $500,000, you can throw it towards NIL. You get a wing.
Absolutely.
That's how it works with Dr. Pig.
You get a wing. This used to be my old office.
It's a wing. It's a Rob Bentley wing.
Rob just booted me out.
Sauna, hot tubs, personal chef. I mean, the guy, when it comes to media relations, there's no one in the ballpark with Rob Bentley, and he does a great job. But this NIL, you know, it's interesting. The first part of our conversation about you coaching D2 national championship level powerhouse out of the GLIAC, we haven't talked about anything football. It's money and it's transfer portal.
Yeah.
That's where the game is at today.
It's sad. It really is sad.
At all levels, too.
Yeah.
Because the transfer portal, NIL, it stops at D1 schools and some D2 schools that have an alum that has a boatload of money that could create an unfair balance, but D3 people transferring up to D2, or we'll say for basketball, or D3 to D1. I mean, it's women's sports too. It's men's sports, and you're a head coach. So when the season ends, you have to get your staff together and say, beyond seniors, beyond a guy who graduated early who wants to get on with his life, you have to say, how many guys are we going to lose, right?
You absolutely have to be concerned with it. You got to work hard to make sure that there's great value in your relationships with the young men. And I don't know if that's enough ever. But, you know, I mean, it's funny because yesterday Mason Plyne showed up, who just signed a contract with the 49ers. And he played for us. He was here 5 years. And then he went to an FCS school. Left Ferris, went to an FCS school, and now he's got a chance in the NFL. And I said to the guys, because he came down with Brady Rose and Carson Gulker, and I said, did anybody ask how would TA feel about like a guy that left Ferris and now he's back in the weight room lifting? And he looked at me and he goes, does it bother you? I said, absolutely not. I said, I'm happy for you, you know. And that's the attitude you got to have. Guys leave. You got to be their cheerleader. Because,
well, look at the player that went to a big-time program was coming back.
Yeah,
you don't burn bridges now.
Right, no, absolutely.
But there is a line between being the coach in charge, an assistant coach, that there's a line of not begging your players, right?
Right, yeah.
There's a respect line there that if it's crossed one way or another, you move on, right?
No, you absolutely move on, and you have to move on because – you know, there's a lot of guys now that are going to be great players. And you know, Huddle is where most everybody in D2.
And that's a video service where you can see high school athletes,
yeah.
Right.
And now the Division I schools have bought access to Division II football games. So all of our...
So they're scouting you, looking for their next transfer portal.
100%.
QB, wide receiver.
100%.
And that's on the Rob Bentley Network, RBN. That, we're wondering where he's getting the NIL money. And we are tongue-in-cheek on that. I do love Rob. But like I said, D3, NAIA. You can go to women's sports. You could go to Aquinas, to Cornerstone, and all of a sudden Western says, we want that basketball player.
Absolutely.
We want that soccer player, or that track and field star, or that lacrosse player. And it's become a true minor league feeding system to D1. And my question to you, Tony, is that a good thing?
Well, I mean, it's you know, it's not – doesn't make me happy, but, you know, I mean, here's an example. The leading rusher in the SEC this year – was a Division II kid. So he went to an SEC school, Missouri, and he ends up being the leading rusher in the SEC. and he was a D2 guy. So that's going to happen more. I mean, people are going to say, oh, my gosh, this kid just led the rush, you know, the nation and the SEC in rushing yardage. Let's go nab these guys. And so it's going to happen more.
Yeah, but they're going to look at programs that are developing these guys who are flourishing at D1 schools and keep robbing that roster,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Which if you're that school, it's that catch 22 between, hey, we had 9 All-Americans, won the national championship, but 10 of our underclassmen are being taken by D1 schools.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, the Oakland University, the sharpshooter, he was at Hillsdale 2 years ago. We played him in the regionals.
So. And then their best player this year ends up transferring to Arizona because the NIL money was great.
Right, exactly. So it's going to be wild.
But if it is a business, it's a business on both sides.
It is, absolutely.
And how has that affected high school recruiting? When we're talking NIL transfer portal at the D1 level, but at the D2 level, how has the transfer portal, both players leaving and coming or coming back, how has that affected the high school football recruiting scene?
It's really impacted it. We recruit Florida a lot, and I've never heard the complaints I heard this year where high school coaches are like, listen, this is a surefire D1 guy, and nobody came to recruit him because everybody's just staying home, watching films.
Or rosters are full.
But what they're doing is just using the portal as a way to supplement their roster rather than building it from the ground up. And so it's tough on high school recruiting for sure.
Tony Anise is the head football coach at Ferris State University. I want to thank Rob Bentley and the crew here in Big Rapids. Next segment, we'll talk about Tony's journey to Big Rapids and his love of the game, football, family, coaches, players, stops, what he's learned, who is the influence on why he is who he is today. 123-20 here in the GLIAC at Ferris State. And I mentioned those back-to-back national championships. Thank you, Rob Bentley. And again, everybody here at Ferris State University. Commencement, graduation happening tomorrow. Dr. Bill Pink leading the charge, moving Ferris forward, just as Tony Anise is doing with Bulldog football. Superfly Hayes is back in downtown Grand Rapids at our flagship station, 96.1 The Game, as the road show continues from the Ferris State University Football Department. The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Roadshow is inside the football offices at Ferris State University in Big Rapids, Michigan. Won 2 of the last 3 D2 national championships. The Rob Bentley media wing. They may start tours. It could be borderline Disney World. I'll keep you posted on the Huge Show. Also, Tony Anise, head football coach, joining us. Wanted to sit down, have a long-form conversation. We talked about transfer portal, NIL, its impact at the D2 level. Before we get to your career, who has inspired you, who still inspires you today, do you see the day where Ferris, a lot of people come up to me and say Ferris and Grand Valley should join the MAC. Ferris and Grand Valley, if it's not the MAC, should go FCS. I watched you guys play at Montana last fall. Montana went to the FCS championship game. You were in that game most of the way. Is there a day you think when Ferris State University and this Power 4 alignment keeps condensing the control of college football at the D1 level, where Ferris could make a move either to the MAC or to FCS, or there could be a new look D2 that includes schools like Ferris State and Grand Valley and other GLIAC schools?
Yeah, that decision's above my pay grade, but I can say this. You know, there's been a big move for Division II schools to go to FCS over their, you know, last four or five years. We, Grand Valley, I'll just leave it at those two right now, but I think both programs are good enough to be in the top 15 to 20 FCS schools in the nation. Montana is a super program. North Dakota State's been a super program. But there's some of us in the GLIAC that can compete head-to-head with FCS. So I always say, we would beat about, you know, the vast majority of FCS schools. We'd beat them, and that's just facts. Whether or not we want to make the move, it's going to be something that's going to cost money. There's been talk about Grand Valley doing it. There's been talk about Wayne State doing it. And so for now, we'll just see what happens. But, I mean, you know, Dr. Pink will be a big part of that decision if it ever happens.
Yeah, and AD Steve Brocklebank, who does a great job here at Ferris, there's been a D2 committee where they have discussed the state of D2 sports athletics, you know, maybe doing a full national seeding process instead of regional, and also with the evolution of D1 football, maybe some combining going on. And the NCAA should be proactive on this because, you know, they're not part of the college football playoff. They better watch their back, or every level of sports and intercollegiate athletics may do their own thing.
Oh, absolutely. And then, you know, I mean, the Power Five's the Power Five, and you know, I mean, whether the Group of Five may merge with some of the better FCS programs. Obviously, James Madison, you know, jumped from FCS to FBS and had a great season this past year. So
people like Troy have done it, you know.
Yeah, it's proven that it can happen, right? And so there was a time where, you know, Central Michigan was Division II, and obviously now they're FBS. So, it depends on where, you know, the trajectory, where you want to take the program. And obviously there's a consideration for other athletic teams as well. It's just not a football-driven thing.
Yeah, speaking of football-driven, Tony Anise, head football coach at Ferris State University, joining us on the Huge Show across Michigan as we're live here in Big Rapids. Your life resume is about football. From playing the game, high school, in the college at Alma, wide receiver through Muskegon Catholic Central, West Ottawa, Montrose, Ann Arbor Pioneer, Jenison, Muskegon High School, Grand Rapids Community College, and here at Ferris since 2012 with that record of 123-20. Who inspired you to get connected to the game?
Well, my dad was a high school head coach for 26 years.
Wow.
At Corona High School. Their field is called Nick Anise Field. So I was actually just there this morning because my mom's just struggling a little bit. So I was there with her last night and this morning and came back. But, you know, Corona's been a big part of – I had three brothers and a sister, and athletics were a big part of – how we lived our lives.
You grew up with football.
Grew up with it. And my dad was that guy within the community that just was the man. I mean, he coached multiple sports, but he was a legend in the Michigan High School Football Coaches Hall of Fame. Ironically, he won the State Coach of the Year in 1976, and then I won it in 2006, which was pretty cool thing. And so and then another guy on this side of the state, when I went to West Ottawa, there was a guy by the name of Roger Cheverini, legendary coach, and he had a huge impact on my career as well. And you know, I never really thought about being a college coach. I was so happy being a high school head coach, and 22 years of that. And you know, the Montrose thing was just amazing, because I basically took that job really going in to be a substitute teacher. And you know, we went on a 61 game regular season win streak, and I was there 8 years, and it was like, oh,
61
my God.
Games
we won 61 straight.
Wow.
Regular season games. Yeah. And actually when I left, the head coach, who is still there now, Denny Reinhardt, they were undefeated two straight years. They were playing to tie the state record, and lost. It was Hudson's state record of like 81 wins.
Wow.
In a row. So,
what part of your father's coaching style legacy is still part of what you do every day?
Well, part of the deal is always stay young, right? I mean, you know, even though you grow old, I mean, I guess I'm old by, you know,
I did see on your Wikipedia it says 62 or 63. I don't know how you pulled that off, Tony, but that's pretty cool.
It's somewhere in there.
My license says anywhere between 25 and 62.
Yes, yes.
I had some pull down at the Secretary of
State. Yeah, but that number, like, boggles my mind. So if I look at my age, I'm like, dang. You know, but what a great profession, because it just keeps you young. It keeps you energized. I mean, I hang out with 18 to 23-year-old kids now, and prior to that, I was hanging around with high school kids, and it keeps you young. It keeps you driven. I have so many friends in the coaching profession, more high school coaches than college coaches, truthfully, but, you know, a guy like Peter Sturzma is one of my best friends.
At Hope College.
And then guys like Shane Fairfield and Matt Koziak, and there's a whole list of guys that coach for me that are now doing great things in the profession.
What do you hear in your head from either what your dad said to a team, what he said to other people, what he said to you, that you still take it to the meeting room, the field, game day, the voice of your father, what he told you that helped shape you into being a national championship level coach?
Basically to love everyone. You know, I mean, there's so many times there's young people in need. And so I always say the catalyst of our greatness is love. And so I don't want to focus on just the great players. I want to focus on every kid that needs me to flourish. And so ultimately it's, you know, it's servant leadership. It's trying to grow young boys into men. And you know, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, that doesn't matter. It's everything. And I guarantee you ask Nick Saban, what'd you love about coaching? That's what he's going to say, that he loved just having the impact on young people and just basically giving his life to try to help young people be successful. And that's what we've done.
Did you ask your dad for advice or a critique of how Tony Anise is as a coach, or did he offer it?
Well, I was never a coach while he was alive. So he passed away when I was a senior in college. He was 58 years old when he passed away. And so it's always been my drive to represent him in a certain way. Everybody says, why do you wear a tie for games? He wore a tie.
So he was that old school guy, the Bear Bryant.
He was an old school guy. Yep.
Sideline. So were there things that you heard when you were growing up with him that really were effective for him as a coach, that you still hear it and you injected that because you've been successful at every level?
I hear it still today. If I go to Corona and I'm out, like maybe I go to Walmart or something and somebody recognizes me, they're going to say, oh, I played for your dad, man. I mean, what a man he was. What an impact he had on my life. You know, what kind of hero he was. And so that just drives you. I mean, it's just so exciting. And then I look back and say, okay, these are the players that I coach. You know, Dylan Roney just left Michigan to go to, you know, the San Francisco Chargers, or excuse me, the Los Angeles Chargers, and you know, guys like that. You know, Travis Russell's coaching at UMass. Landon Grove, we talk about him.
And Grand Rapids West Catholic.
West Catholic, and you're like, oh my gosh, these guys are just super guys.
He's out of a small town like Corona. Gladwin, yeah, Flying,
yeah.
G's.
Yeah, right.
For our listeners on 100.9 FM, one of the great nicknames of any high school, the Flying G's.
Absolutely. And then the Flying G's win the state championship last year. And they go to a camp that I run, and they've been to the camp probably 10 straight years. And so it's just great. You know, Josh Shattuck used to be the head coach at Gladwin. Now he's at East Grand Rapids. So it's just the connections are unbelievable.
Yeah, Landon, I think that year, did Landon win it at West? They, the same weekend at Ford Field in his former school, the Gladwin Flying G's for our listeners on 100.9 FM. I wish I was doing play-by-play. Flying G football is on the air on 100.9 FM, the sports mid.
Yeah, I had to break the bank on giving Landon a scholarship. I gave him like some Wendy's coupons and maybe a couple of McDonald's coupons.
So basically you were NIL. Landon Grove was NIL before there was NIL.
Yes. He was quite the player. He made one great play against Grand Valley in a two-point conversion play, and that was his career.
Yeah, what's interesting, my son Ace will play against Landon and Grand Rapids West Catholic coming up this fall. It's small world, West Michigan, for over a million people. It seems everybody knows everybody.
Oh, it's absolutely
a great place. When you come to the Rob Bentley Media Wing here at Ferris State University, you truly understand the impact of the media, along with Dave Murray. The Dave Murray Wing is just across the street on campus down the hallway from Dr. Bill Pink, and the Moving Ferris Forward connection has been awesome, the Ferris State connection. And, you know, you win with people, Tony. And people ask me, well, you talk about Ferris a lot. And I said, because I like to connect to good people. And it's not just football. It's Bronk, who will join us later. Sometimes when I come up here, Bronk all of a sudden comes by the door, and I feel like I got to get Bronk on. I don't want to leave him out. Yeah. He'll send me a text like, you always put Tony on. You're not putting me on. I went to the Elite Eight. Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah, just good people. You think about the success of our athletic programs.
It is. It's not just football.
It's crazy because men's basketball is in the Elite Eight. The women's were in the Final Four.
Soccer
was in the Final Four a year before. Golf won, tennis won.
D1 hockey.
Yeah, D1 hockey. I mean, it's on and on as far as success. I don't know if I left a team out, but it's unbelievable.
Oh, hold on. The Rob Bentley Media Wing.
Calculating
right now on the big Jumbotron. He's volleyball you left out. Don't do that. They're going to Spain, too, aren't they?
Volleyball's heading to
Spain.
And
Rob turned down Spain because he's got the daughter graduated in high school.
I didn't know he was invited. I wasn't invited.
No, he was flying on a private jet. They're going commercial.
That's how it is, yeah.
Rob was on a G6 out of Big Rapids International.
Yeah, volleyball outworks everyone here. She's just amazing. I mean, the stuff they do, it's just...
But the people, I don't want to sound like I'm doing a TV promo.
You are.
People make the difference. They do. Yeah. People make the difference. Good people gravitate towards good people.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Tony, what you've done, again, I look at your career, man. All three levels, 195-41 as a high school coach, 30-4 at Grand Rapids Junior College / Community College now, and 123-20 since 2012 here at Ferris State University. I was doing the quick math, which Sparta High School, I didn't do well in the quick math department. Back when I graduated in 1980 to 93 now, I've been able to tell Sparta to extend it, that Bill graduated somewhere between 1980 and 1993. I see over 300 wins as a head coach at college, junior college, high school level. And only 65 losses. Man, good stuff, Tony.
Thank
Your dad
you.
Dad was a great
that.
Inspiration.
Rob knows the exact number. He can rattle it off right now.
Rob, the Rob Bentley Media Wing on a Friday, you're not going to get face-to-face time with Rob.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. And what's really cool when you talk, and I see it in your eyes, I hear it in your voice when you talk about your father, that having your sons on your staff and connected to the football program, that Anise football family tree is something special.
It is. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about what we're going to talk about. Rob did give me the Rob Bentley Media Wing rules. Did provide one free Diet Pepsi. The second one, I had to hit the square and swipe my credit card. But, hey, I understand business, okay? We're not a free show for advertisers. And Rob, he's not a free media guy.
Again,
thank you, Rob Bentley, for the setup. Dave Murray, also, who came up from Grand Rapids Community College, really strong connections with the media in West Michigan and across the state. And what Dr. Pink is doing, leadership, what you're doing, Tony. We can go down the list. You mentioned women's volleyball, basketball, soccer, Bronk. It goes from the faculty here to even esports, right? Esports.
It's a big thing.
Before
now.
You know it, Rob says, I may take control of esports media relations. I'm not sure. I'm going to sit down with Dr. Pink and Dave Murray and have a discussion. Rob is a mover shaker here.
Oh, I know he is.
I was looking at Ferris State University Rec Media Lunchtime Basketball, and they're calling him the Michael Jordan of lunchtime basketball at the rec center.
I've never participated, but I'm hearing great things.
Unbelievable. He's still wearing he wore the Fab Five shorts before they were cool back in the day. His shorts, he tripped over them twice walking in here. It's amazing. Rob is one of the good guys. A lot of good people here. Tony Anise, having your sons a part of the program, your dad, what he did at Corona, says a lot. And you're here in the state of Michigan. And I watch Ferris at a practice before the spring game, and they are loaded. Should be another undefeated national championship year.
Yeah.
I'm just, that's my huge opinion. It's no pressure. I'm just giving you my opinion. You build a great program here. Reload. It's not rebuild. It's reload. Thank you so much, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
And Tony Anise, he truly is one of the good guys on and off the field. A wonderful 45-minute conversation as we're inside the Rob Bentley media wing here inside the Ferris State University Performance Center. They got the new coaches, a new weight room. They got the volleyball arena. They've upgraded basketball facilities, hockey. They have it all. Tomorrow is a day of celebration as the graduates will say goodbye to Ferris State University. And leadership is a big thing from Dr. Bill Pink with the university, Tony Anise with the football program. To the callers online, we'll get to your thoughts on the NBA playoffs. We'll get an update on Dusty May and what he's doing with Michigan basketball. And also, Coach Watson from the Grand Rapids Griffins AHL Calder Cup playoffs series is tied at a game apiece. Big weekend on the west side of the state in Grand Rapids for the Wings' top farm affiliate. Coach Watson within 20 minutes. John Beilein, his weekly conversation talking hoops with Josh Garvey, the managing shareholder from Doran Mayhew. We'll get to the NBA playoffs and also his thoughts on Dusty May. Michigan may be the favorite to win the Big Ten in hoops, and May hasn't even coached a game. A lot to get to as our roadshow continues from Ferris State University in Big Rapids.